NZ On Air Music presents Long Player.
Just last week, Christchurch artist Pickle Darling released his debut album, Bigness. The release date, 4th of Jan, coincided with his birthday, which is really sweet. Since it's released, it's been featured as Bandcamp's album of the day, following in the success of his previous EP, Spring Onion Pancakes, which also had really good success overseas. So I gave him a call up on the Skype, wished him a happy birthday, and we had a little track, talk about some of the tracks on Bigness. So yeah, here's Pickle Darling talking about his record Bigness.
Hi, I'm Pickle Darling. I'm from Christchurch. I make twee stuff, I guess. I just released a record called Bigness, and you should listen to it because it's cool.
Hell for me is sitting on a beach, surrounded by sounds of fitmen playing with a vortex.
You've just released your debut album, Bigness.
Yeah, that's exciting.
Follows on from your Spring Onion Pancakes EP, which you released in 2017, which was very popular.
Yeah, weirdly so. Like, I wasn't expecting anyone other than my mum to listen to it.
That
would have been enough, but I guess a few more people other than my mum listen to it. Also, my mum listens to it.
What does your mum think of your music?
She loves it. She comments on all the stuff on Facebook.
That's so adorable. I love that. You described it as 10 songs about bigness and smallness. What does that mean?
I guess like when the album was kind of coming together towards the end, and I kind of had my collection of songs, and I just trying to think of what actually tied them all together. And I guess I realized that I write about like big stuff as if it's small, and small stuff as if it's big.
There's quite a lot of comedy woven within your lyrics too. There's sort of little jokes tucked in here and there, which I really like.
Yeah, I'm all about that. I like the whole thing feeling just like a train of thought, and just putting real like heartfelt stuff, and then real serious dark stuff, and then really absurd like stupid stuff right next to each other, and just like treating it all equally.
The opening song, Bicycle Weather, can you tell us a little bit about the instruments and equipment used to create all the sounds in that song?
I wrote that as an opening track. Like, when the album was kind of coming together, I was like, I need an opening track. Mm. And that was always going to be the opening track. And I was listening to, I listened to a lot of country music. And I don't know if that influence comes through in my stuff, because I don't, like, it doesn't sound like country music at all.
Well,
but I think it, and a lot of the chord progressions, and yeah, I think I was listening to a lot of Wilco at the time of making that song. And I just wanted like a really like warm, sad, but really like inviting chord progression. But yeah, all I have is like guitar and ukulele and a glockenspiel. And that was one of the last things I recorded in my old flat, actually. Yeah, I recorded that song in a room that someone had just moved out of. And I was kind of just about to move out. And the room was just like very moldy. And it's just like a lot of trash around. And it was like not a nice environment. And I just like sat in that room by myself with my microphone and slowly recorded it just with one mic on the floor.
No one.
But is my art pure enough, or should I go home? Cause my favorite Beatle is Yoko.
You know, you talked about the chord progression and sort of being inspired by country music, but also it's got that sadness, that underpinning sadness that country music has, because it to me reads like it's about a sort of secret love affair.
Yeah, it's quite a, I feel like I write about a lot of that sort of stuff. I write like a lot about that sort of awkwardness, I guess. I don't know. I think because I'm always like a big fan of that and like films and books, and like grew up like watching like The Office and stuff like that, where it's all about like, I don't know, everyone kind of like, everyone's feelings are kind of shooting past each other, and I don't know, I love that stuff.
The next song I wanted to ask you about is Greta.
Yeah, Greta's kind of like, everyone that's listened to the album, everyone says Greta is their favorite song from the album. Yeah, I kind of had that chord progression for like years actually. And then I kind of rediscovered it in the middle of last year. That one took ages, actually, especially the ending, because the chord progression gets really weird. Yeah, I was really like stuck with that song for ages.
What was the breakthrough for you on it?
I think when I finally figured out a melody, like a vocal melody, because like I was like, do I just keep it instrumental or I don't know? And also deciding just to keep it like a really short song. Yeah, I kind of bookended that song with a bunch of samples, actually.
I like this is where the comedy kind of comes in again, because you repeat the line about it being another sad boy song.
Yeah.
And then you have that sample at the end. What's the point of this song? Is that what he's saying?
Well, what's the point of that story?
Oh, but right.
Yeah, yeah, that comes from... So the opening sample at the start of the song comes from Recess, that cartoon that I used to watch like every day after school in primary school. And then it ends with a sample from Greenberg, I think, which is I think it's a Noah Baumbach film. And that's Ben Stiller talking to Greta Gerwig's character. That's why I called the song Greta at the time.
Oh, right.
Because I was like, just watching heaps of Greta Gerwig films. And I don't know, it's just like, it's a nice name.
The next song I want to ask you about is probably my favourite on the album. It's a two-part song, Rinse Spin Cycle / Nicolas Cage.
Oh, sweet. That was one of the... because when I was starting to write the album, I wasn't sure whether it was going to be an EP or not. And I was writing heaps of kind of small songs. And I was like, man, I don't have another epic banger, like mouthful on this one. Mm. Everyone's going to be so let down. And then I just like, yeah, just worked on that one. And that one took ages. But that was kind of like when I started to feel good about my music again, I guess.
The bathroom air will be my last.
I'm down. I'm done.
I was real into the idea of just like having a song that just cuts itself into. I think I just watched Chungking Express, and I was just like obsessed with the idea of like movies that just like cut themselves in half and just become a totally different thing at the end. I was reading a lot of like, I don't read so much of him anymore. Like, I can't remember what Tao Lin book I just read. I read some of his stuff, and I was just like obsessed with the idea of like a character like doing something real mundane and then going to like an existential crisis while just like staring at his washing machine. And it's like pretty exaggerated song, but I don't know, it was fun writing it. It was fun writing like a Final Destination-esque like death scene at the end of the song. And just
I like the there's like a sort of riff that sounds a bit like a deconstructed Super Mario sample.
Yeah, that was all just like I came up with that main synth melody that repeats through the song. I kind of just hammer random stuff on my keyboard and then just listen to it for ages and just like pick out a tiny bit, because I'm not like a good keyboard player, so I'll just like hammer random stuff and then highlight all the notes and click quantize and see what it sounds like, and then I'm like, oh, that's cool, that sounds like I have ability.
The sixth song on the album, Happy Together, you have Skirts featuring on.
Yeah,
can you tell us a little bit about Skirts?
They're one of my favorite songwriters in the world. I kind of found them, they were kind of associated with a few of the other artists on Z Tapes, which is the label I'm on. And yeah, they put out an EP last year called Almost Touching. And before that, they put out a few singles. And their songs are just awesome. I just wish I wrote their songs. So I just sent a message to them and was like, hey, can you write a cool, like, there was a song by Rostam on his album, on his only album, Half Light. And I think it's the song Half Light. And the way the song ends is that the song fades out and then it fades back in with someone else and reinterpreting the song. But you hear this new voice come in and fade back in and slightly different instrumentation, but it's still the same song. And I kind of just stole the idea from that. So I sent the message to Skirts and didn't give much direction. I was just like, my song's going to fade out and it's got to fade into like whatever you want to do. Even if it's just like lo-fi, you can just record it on your phone if you want. Just like, I'll give you the chords and tempo, and then from that you can kind of make it sound like whatever you want. And it, yeah, it's real nice. It's like my favorite part of the album.
My good friends are kind to me, but I still get nervous metaphysically, and I move from person to object. I am person and object. We play dress up like Mike and the living in the upside down. We are happy together and now you know we can't get out. But you know we can't get out. He's so much more financially stable. Care for you in the next life.
is Skirts based?
I think Texas.
All right.
I should know that. I'll look that up.
It's the modern world live in. Yeah. You don't need to know.
Yeah.
You can connect so easily with anyone.
It's real weird because I've, like, a lot of the people that I would collaborate with, I've never heard their speaking voices. It's like, and I've probably never heard mine. And would, like, not know what we looked like.
The last song I wanted to chat to you about is Soft Cars.
Oh, yeah. That one was, like, a real solid example of, like, the process informing the emotional content and the story of the song. Because I don't really start with, like, topic or emotion at the beginning. That kind of reveals itself as I'm just, like, piecing together chords and phrases and stuff. And then that stuff kind of reveals itself to me. And that one, I don't know why I was thinking about Josh Groban. I think just because it rhymed with, like, phone broke and go home. And I was like, just like the ghost of Josh Groban. Like, just the idea of, like, I don't know, it's real stupid. But I just thought it was real funny. And I was like, man, how can I write around that? Because that was just like, that's a funny rhyme. And it's like, it's such a stupid image. And I just wanted to kind of, yeah, I don't know, everything kind of came from that. And that kind of created the feeling of the song. And yeah, it gave me a weird thing that I had to write towards and write away from. Yeah, and the song's not even related to that. It's just like a random dream in the middle of the song. The actual song is more just like late night chats with someone. And it's like, yeah, I don't know. It's real, like, just straight up intimate love song, I guess. But there's just like a random dream in the middle of it where Josh Groban approaches me in my sleep.
Pickle Darling talking about his record Bigness, which is out now via Slovakian label Z Tapes. And it's also going to be released on Baby Pink vinyl. So head over to Bandcamp to check out how to buy that.
That was Long Player. Thanks, NZ On Air Music.